It is about 12 minutes after 7 a.m. and I'm going to shake things up for you a little bit. I know, I just keep throwing changes at you. It's okay. Sometimes we need a little change. And I have Lieutenant Todd Roberts from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row, yeah. Back
first
on track.
First time this year.
I know, yeah. Busy schedule, running all over the place, but got here 2 weeks in a row. So good to be here.
For sure. So we got lucky. They changed the weather, and so things were not as potentially disgusting out there as they could have been. So what are we going to chat about today?
Yeah, well, that was a positive. Over the weekend, I was like, oh, here we go again. We think we get to the sunshine and a little bit warmer temperatures and then back to reality. But it missed us, so good deal. A little chilly out there this morning.
But it's February.
Yeah, it's February. Like, it's supposed to be chilly, and the weather's supposed to be clear today, so that's a plus. So looking forward to that. But this month, as an agency, we're kind of talking about fatal crashes and what causes those things and what we can do to help reduce those. And last week we talked a little bit about speed and how speed was affecting. We were seeing those things going up. But today, in the same kind of topic and talking about fatal crashes, I want to talk about impaired driving. We see year after year after year after year, our fatal crashes and our injury crashes a lot of times result of impaired driving. And so when we look at statistics just locally, so like you said, we're the Worcester Post, but we cover Wayne and Holmes County.
Worcester Holmes County Post.
Yeah, Wayne
we
Holmes
need
County
to make
Post.
That change.
We cover Wayne and Holmes County. And so the statistics we look at locally usually have those two counties involved. And so when we're looking at crashes in a rolling year period, so from February of last year to February where we sit today, we've handled 113 OVI-related traffic crashes. So OVI is operating a vehicle while impaired. That can be alcohol, that can be drugs, that can be marijuana is considered a drug, even though it's legal. That's part of impairment.
And being legal doesn't mean you can drive
right,
while using it.
Yeah, and I'll get to that point in a minute.
Sorry, I'm jumping ahead here.
But yeah, 113 total crashes where there was an impaired driver involved. And the kicker to that is 50% of those crashes resulted in an injury or a fatality. So if you choose to get behind the wheel while you're impaired, there's a very high probability that you're going to suffer a serious injury or fatality in that crash. We had 14. So when we talk about fatal crashes in general, last year we had 26 fatal crashes with 28 people killed between Wayne and Holmes County.
That's not a good number.
Yeah, and as I said last week, that's the highest number we've had since 2000. So that's something that we're looking at. Why does that happen? How does that happen? How do we prevent those things? That spike is a result of a lot of different things. But when we look at fatalities, impaired driving is a huge part of that, and usually 50% of our fatal crashes result around that. So when we talk about impaired driving, we're talking about alcohol. The legal limit in Ohio is 0.08. Your blood alcohol content isn't allowed to be over that. That can be a lot of different things for a lot of different people. Everybody asks me, well, how many drinks is that? There's a whole lot of science behind that and what that looks like. A smaller person that has, a smaller frame is going to be less than a really big guy that is a really big frame. And
did you eat first, or are you on an empty stomach? How fast is your body absorbing it?
Right.
We learned these things.
Yeah.
Young.
Yeah. Exactly. And so there's a lot of differences that go in there. So I can't give you you can have this many drinks before you drive, because it's different for every person.
So don't leave here saying Lieutenant Roberts said I could have this many.
Right.
No.
Yeah. So the best rule of thumb is just don't drink at all if you're going to be behind the wheel. That's going to be your safest bet. But even if at 0.08, that's the legal limit for you to be arrested for an OVI, that doesn't mean that your impairment level doesn't start below that. So when you start drinking, that starts to impair your cognitive ability, your reaction time, all of those things. As you decide to get behind the wheel of a car, you don't have the reaction time, you don't have the decision making, you don't have a lot of those things that you would normally have in a regular frame of mind. So alcohol is there. The big thing that we're seeing now is marijuana has been legalized for recreational use in Ohio. That doesn't mean that you can smoke marijuana and then get behind the wheel. And a lot of people don't understand that concept or it's not clicking with them. I think they think you can smoke a cigarette, you can get behind the car. But if you're smoking marijuana and then you get behind the wheel of a car, it still has those same effects, those same levels of impairment, the cognitive ability, your slow reaction time, all of those things. So yes, it is legal to possess a small amount of marijuana now for personal use. However, those laws of impaired driving still apply.
And that's written in what was passed in November. It wasn't hidden from anybody.
Yeah, well, been a law for years and years and years, driving under being impaired by marijuana while driving, and those laws haven't changed. It's just you're legally allowed to possess up to 2.5 ounces, I think, for personal use is what the limit is now, but that is personal use, not, you know, that you're not using while driving. So if you have used marijuana, you still can't get behind the wheel. That's still something that's going to get you in trouble for OVI, which is going to cause you to be arrested, taken to jail, lose your license, all of those things that we talk about. Impaired driving with alcohol, it entails marijuana and drug use as well. So that's something that we're really working on this year. There's different clues that we look at when we, you know, everybody always says, well, did we give tests, right? You see us give tests on the roadside and they're always like, well, did I pass? Well, the tests aren't necessarily pass and fail. They give us indicators of impairment.
See, now I don't even know if I could pass some of them sober. I've been sober for years.
A lot of them you don't have to be too coordinated to do for some of the tests. But yeah,
like, well, the balance, I'm out.
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah, and we look I'm at different indicators. Over. But those go in conjunction with other things that we look at as well, right? It's not just a single test. So there's different things that we look at for marijuana use and drug use as we do for alcohol. A lot of them kind of overlap, but there are some different things that we look at. So, but in as it results in fatal crashes, just know that if you make the decision to get behind the wheel after you've been drinking or after you've used some sort of drug, the probability that you're going to be injured in a crash or injure somebody else in a crash is really high.
So I was thinking while you were talking, and I know that anytime I say, well, I was thinking, people who know me always kind of shudder because they're like, what is going to come out of her mouth now? But this is, do you guys keep track of how many OVI fatalities were not seatbelted?
Yeah, we have all of those statistics.
I feel like that would be one of those bad decisions that you're not making, which would then result in...
Yeah. We look at everything from whether people were impaired, whether they were seatbelted, you know, from how we can. We look at distracted driving, things of those nature. Those ones are kind of hard to report because... Again, like we've said before, unless somebody says, yes, I was distracted, it's hard for us to kind of prove that one. But yeah, we do look at those belted ones.
Or you come across them and like they're stuck in the vehicle with their phone.
We've seen that, actually. In front of their face. I've seen that, where it's still with somebody in their hands as they're in a car like that. But the two biggest things that we see, yes, are impaired driving and failure to wear a seatbelt when we look at fatal crashes. Those two factors alone, if we would get 100% people to wear seatbelts and 100% of people to not drive impaired, our fatal crash numbers would plummet. And that's ultimately what we're trying to do, right? You know, our job is to save lives. That's what we're trying to do. And we do that through a multitude of different ways. One is enforcement, which our hope there is that we're changing a behavior, that you're not going to do something again that you've done before. It's kind of that smack on the hand that says, hey, don't do that. The other way is through education, which is kind of what we do here when we talk about things and get people aware of it. So, and then the other thing that we do is engineering. We always say the three E's. We look at things that we can do on the roadways to change engineering things and work with ODOT and the county and things like that to update things as we go forward. So with those three things, that's how we try to reduce fatal crashes. That's how we try to save lives.
I had another thought. You're like, oh God. So instead of looking at, oh, you got a ticket and jail time as punishment for drinking, look as not getting those things as a reward for not drinking and look at it in the positive sense that how can I keep that reward of not getting
this? I mean, nobody wants that on their record, right? You don't want to go apply for a job somewhere and they're like, oh, you've got a DUI on your record. That's going to make it impossible. I was just talking to one of my neighbors this weekend who he's fairly high up in a company and he does their safety stuff. And so when he looks at the ability to employ people through their insurance company, they look at their driving record and they look at how that translates into their business. And the ability for them to insure that person is a matter of whether you're getting hired or not, or whether you're keeping your job. He said that, you know, once they have so many citations, then their insurance company will cover them anymore and they get fired. So those decisions that you make not only are financial, right, you know, in the fines and things like that, they might affect you personally in your employment, which then affects your family. And there's that big snowball effect and that trickle down of how those decisions affect you down the road.
And one of the things that driving under the influence or not paying attention has caused, there was a thing this morning in our news about ODOT. And 24 vehicles have been hit this year alone.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think it was 24.
Yeah, and
a lot of that is either distracted or impaired.
Yes, yeah, those two stick out immensely when you're looking at those type of things. And we've had patrol car after patrol car after patrol car struck on the side of the berm. We have there's dashboards online is what we call them. They're statistics driven things, and we have them on our website, the Highway Patrol website, that talks about OVI. You'll see a video on there from Wayne County on US 30 where one of our officers, he was sitting on the roadway. Sitting in a crossover, and there was a Worcester police officer on the berm with a traffic stop, and he noticed our officer was sitting in the median, and he noticed a car go by, and as the car went by, the guy was staring at his phone as he went by. Well, as a result of that, he didn't see the officer that was stopped on the berm with a traffic stop, and he never changed lanes, and so he just drove straight by that officer without changing lanes, which is a legal thing in Ohio. You have to change lanes or slow down. So our officer pulled out, made a traffic stop. Lo and behold, the driver was impaired. So not only was he distracted and playing with his phone, he was also drunk at the time that he...
How are you doing all of that drunk?
Right. When I... So think of the ability to operate a vehicle safely with all of those factors. Right. Yeah. So that was an arrest that we made. And if you look at that dashboard, that video is on there that shows how that played out. But those are things that we see all the time. And so for us to get out and to talk about it a little bit and hopefully put it in your mind so that the next time you go to make a decision, or, you know, talking to young people, talking to kids and about the consequences of them driving. Because if we pretend that teenagers and young adults aren't driving impaired or doing things like that, then I think we're kidding ourselves.
Yeah. Just remember when you were a kid and I was smart enough. I listened to my mom's stories.
Yeah.
And was like, Mom, I ain't doing that.
Yeah, that's the hope, is that we'll be able to pass along some of the lessons we've gotten older down to the other people. And that's why I think, you know, especially if you're a parent, just having that conversation about good decision making and what that looks like for your kids and how that can affect their life as they're moving forward.
Some really powerful talk today.
Yeah, right.
We're just striking it right in the abdomen. Yeah,
like I said, it's when we, for us, we're looking at it from a statistic based standpoint of crashes and injuries and how that's affecting people in our community. Like I said, that's Wayne. Those are just numbers for Wayne and Holmes County. So those are people that we
gotta do better, guys.
Yeah, it's people that we know, we work with, we love, and we want to make sure we do better.
So on that note,
yes, yes.
Any last word? Any parting words?
Any parting
today?
Words? Yeah. No, that's all. It's just, you know, making sure we're making good decisions is always the caveat here. Is just thinking ahead and making those good decisions. And if you're driving around this morning and you don't have your seatbelt on, just reach up and put it on.
Simple habits save lives. Yes. I'm 5 years in. I'm not giving that one up.
You gotta get one of those bumper stickers, one of those magnets to hand out.
All right. Well, thank you for joining with us. That was Lieutenant Todd Roberts of the State Highway Patrol of Worcester and Holmes County. And we're going to take a quick little break still to come. Hometown calendar and the birthdays for today.